Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Scott Sister, Oakland, California, April 18, 88. Portions of this letter are published in OHC 239. Dear Sister Scott, let not your heart be troubled about the deed. It shall be made straight, and all things will be between us as God would have it. If I had means at my command, I would at once take the place on 38th Street off your hands. Tell me your price on the place. I may find someone who is moving into Oakland who would like to buy such a place. I cannot purchase it myself, but someone may be able to do this. If you will tell me the extra expense, or, in short, the price you set on the place, then I will know what to say to those who wish to purchase. But the deed shall be made, just as the law in California requires, cost what it may. So do not worry about this matter. God does not want us to be constantly troubled or perplexed over these matters of an earthly character. My heart is sore and grieved over the hardness of heart that I meet everywhere. And I am sure, if it were not for the thought that God rules and reigns, I should become discouraged. I am sorry you have so many perplexities, but I am also sorry to see you feel as you do in regard to Brother Rogers and Brother St. John, especially the latter. I know that the Spirit of God has naught to do with any such feelings. It is the work of the enemy. You say I have tried to smooth things over, and it is not right. Neither will it be right. You know what you said. I tell you, my sister, a blessing rests upon the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5, verse 9. Oh, that the Lord would imbue me with His Holy Spirit, that I shall ever be what Christ calls a peacemaker. I do not love the atmosphere of strife and contention. I want to be able to say the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Oh, how can we utter this prayer and be unforgiving? The Lord is soon coming. Then shall we return and discern between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not? To judge our brethren, to allow feelings to be cherished against them, even if we feel they have not done exactly right toward us, will bring no blessing to our hearts and will not help the case at all. I dare not allow my feelings to run in the channel of hunting up all my grievances and telling them over and over, and dwelling in the atmosphere of distrust, enmity, and dissension. I dare not do those things which grieve my Savior and dishonor His holy name. There is light in following Jesus, talking of Jesus, loving Jesus, and I will not allow my mind to think or speak ill of my brethren. Inasmuch, said Christ, as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25, verse 40. I would not feel unkindness or hatred to anyone. I would not be an accuser of my brethren. Satan will try to stir up my mind to do this, but I cannot do it. I will cherish the forgiving Spirit of Jesus. I was astonished that any Christian should entertain and express the feelings you did in regard to Brethren Rogers and St. John. I have no sympathy with this spirit in anyone. And if you cherish this spirit, it will lead you to any lengths in suspicion and distrust and accusations if, in your estimation, anyone did not meet your ideas.